Do you take this woman as your personal cook? Suppose that on your wedding day, as you stood before the pastor, he suddenly began to say these words. Do you take this woman to be your personal cook, to clean your house and do your dishes? Do you take her from this day forth to vacuum the floors and to dust the furniture as long as you both shall live? Suddenly, your wife-to-be says, stop! If you want me as a person that only does things for you, you can hire a maid. I want you to love me and take me for who I am. If you take me for who I am, I will do all those things for you, but I want you to take me, all of me. I don't want you to take just my benefits and not my person. A.W. Tozer said this, now it seems odd that some teachers never notice that the only true object of saving faith is none other than Christ himself. Not the saviorhood of Christ, nor the lordship of Christ, but Christ himself. God does not offer salvation to the one who will believe on one of the offices of Christ, nor is an office of Christ ever presented as an object of faith. Neither are we exhorted to believe on the atonement, nor on the cross, nor on the priesthood of the Savior. All of these are embodied in the person of Christ, but they are never separated, nor is one ever isolated from the rest. Much less are we permitted to accept one of Christ's offices and reject another. The notion that we are so permitted is a modern-day heresy. I repeat, and like every heresy, it has had evil consequences among Christians. The Root of the Righteous, pages 84 through 86. Do you get the point? Why do we emphasize a part of Christ, his benefits, an office of Christ, and not Christ? That's like taking a wife in marriage as your personal cook and not for her person.